Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present Original Sins, a memoir by Matt Rowland Hill, read by Daniel Hawksford.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 to 18. The crisis in a young man's life comes when he half realizes that he is hopelessly overcommitted to what he is not. Erik Erikson, Young Man Luther. Prologue. Is there anything more lovely than the sight of clean works, fresh from the pharmacy in the morning? There's a knock at the door, but I don't answer. Staring back at me from the bathroom mirror is a 30-year-old man wearing a charcoal grey suit and a black tie clipped neatly into place. Laid out on the toilet lid are 3 aluminium spoons in blister packs, 6 yellow sachets of citric acid, 4 orange-capped 1-milliliter syringes in sealed plastic wrappers, 8 antiseptic swabs in miniature white envelopes, a tube of cigarette filters, and 3 lighters. I know by the end of the day I'll be rifling through pockets of blood-soiled litter for a needle that isn't bent and clogged beyond use, but for now, looking at my tools in the rhomboid light cast by the window above the sink, I feel inspired, like a gifted painter standing before a blank canvas. The knocking's louder this time, and a Welsh-accented male voice calls through the door, "What are you doing in there, man?" "I'll just be a minute," I shout. There's no reply, and it occurs to me with satisfaction that my strangled tone might, under the circumstances, be mistaken for grief. As far as bathrooms to shoot up in go, this one, clean, spacious, well-lit, is close to the ideal. I once thought myself a connoisseur of bathrooms, these sanctuaries where I can leave the world unseen and be alone with my favourite hobby. I relished the nefarious glamour of injecting heroin in an upholstered lavatory with palm fronds and gleaming brass taps. I even had a pervert's fondness for a reeking public bog scrawled with felt-tip cartoon dicks. But as you grow older, you increasingly come to appreciate what really matters. And, as they say, it's the little things that count. A decent light to help find a vein, a flat surface on which to carry out the sacrament of cooking up, a reassuringly heavy door. If I absolutely had to find fault with this bathroom, if I could change one thing, it would be the fact that it's in a church filled with mourners at the funeral of a friend of mine who died last week from an overdose of the same drugs I'm about to mainline into my bloodstream. "Oh, well," I think, as the knocking starts again and I kneel over the toilet, slowly opening a pea-sized plastic wrap of chalky brown powder. "You can't have everything." When the call came 10 days ago, I almost didn't pick up. I was waiting for Armani in a piss-scented stairwell in Hackney's Downs Park estate, and the sight of Joanna Sidhu's name on my phone made me feel embarrassed, caught out. The floor looked as though the detritus of a shipwrecked crew of junkies and crackheads had washed in with the tide. Shattered glass, crushed beer cans, a single bloodied ballet pump, a headless plastic doll. It was hard to imagine a world where this scene and Joanna Sidhu, kind, benign Jo, with her emphatic North American smile, could both exist. "Hey, stranger," said the voice on the line. "Long time." Normally, once I'd known someone a while, a wariness would hatch in my mind and begin to infect all our interactions, until I felt sure that somehow I'd thoroughly disgrace myself and that my humiliation was an open secret, like a repulsive crime equally impossible to mention or forget. But Jo, though I'd known her since university, had always been exempt from this rule. She never showed any sign she was aware of my real or imagined sins.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?